So, Agnes, you've been involved at Plastic View and Skoliwe for the past 7 years. Mm. Tell us a bit about your experience there.
Okay. My experience there is that the children, they just... like the upbringing is from having a shack, just knowing a shack, a little shack that they have, and the, you know, roaming those little streets of Plastic View. And today, I promise you, it was amazing. You know, they woke up so early in the morning, you know, having all such a, so much experience, you know, excitement. Like, we're going to camp. And they've never been to a camp before. So this is the first time they're coming into the camp, and the long drive, I mean, from such a place is crowded, and now they come to this spacious, and they've got their own little beds and little rooms and toilets. It's so amazing.
Well, Agnesa, what do you think it means to them to be taken out of their circumstances, even if it's just for the weekend?
I think it's going to be one of the most wonderful memories that they're going to have, and to tell that story to other children. I'm sure they're going to be jealous of them. They already are jealous, because it's like you can move the entire Plastic View and put it, come, you know, bring them here. Mm. But for these children, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they will miss their parents, but for those 4 days, it's going to be the experience of their life. They can't wait to see the animals. They can't, they, right now we have got our little, their pet, they said, yo, you're my partner, you know, we're going to be my roommate and all that. So it's such amazing, because that's in that amazing little shack, no, they never have that space. Mm. So here is something out of the ordinary. Wow. Like, you know, this is another experience. This is another level. You know, they've never imagined before. Oh, so it's very nice. It's going to make a difference in their lives.
Amen.
That, you know, I'm also worth something.
Amen.
I'm worth going out there. There's someone who's sponsoring for me to have a good time, to enjoy myself. So I'm special. I'm that special.
Oh, wow. Thank you,
Agnes. So that's what I can say. I'm sorry.
And Agnes, so what circumstances are they currently faced with?
Yeah, most of the children, I can say, very difficult to, like, it's winter right now. They don't have jerseys or warm clothes, even to going to school, even shoes or anything. But I'm so glad that they get the opportunity. I saw, tracksuits that you sponsored, shoes, you know, this bad little scarf and a hat. You know, so it means a lot. So they face such, sometimes, you know, some kids don't go to bed without food. And you can imagine right now that little shack, sometimes they've got leaks, you know, coming in. So the air comes in and they're very cold with not enough blankets. And you'll see children, like 5 children raised in that little shack. So how do they share the bedroom, the kitchen and everything else? So everything is just in there. And yeah, so coming out and like, this is a little bit of fresh air for them.
I mean,
you know, it's getting them out of that circumstance and putting, you know, showing them that there's, you know, you can have it all.
Yes,
I think this, they're having it all. Nature, everything.
Thank you, Agnes.
So we're very grateful for that, for the opportunity.
So Tien's career, jy is al 6 jaar a voluntary ranger hier by Dino King. Hoekom het julle begin met hierdie kampe?
Dit is deel van die doelwitte wat ons vir onsself gestel het toe hulle die aanvanklike memorandum of understanding en al die goed, as excuse vir die Engels, met Dino King begin het. En dit is hoekom ons hierdie kamp begin, en dit is een van ons doelwitte, soos ek sê. En vir ons wat betrokke is daarby, is dit een groot ding. Om het so te sê, ek kan nie dit anders stel as dit, dit is een groot, groot ding.
Ek krijg so my hoendervleis terwijl ek met jou staan en praat. Teens, wat beteken het vir jou om hierdie kinderharte so vol vreugde te sien?
So nou, dis een moeilike een om te antwoord, want jy weet, in Engels sê die mens kry hierdie chills, en dit is wat het vir my beteken, want om te sien hierdie kinders wat nie gewoond is aan hierdie omstandighede nie, om hulle in die bos in te bring en hulle so 'n bietjie van die bos te leer. Hopelik kweek dit iets by hulle.
Ja, verseker. En hulle te bederf. Nou teens baie van hierdie kinders, meeste van hierdie kinders was nog nooit in die bos nie. Het nog nooit 'n dier in hulle natuurlike habitat gesien nie. Wat dink jy beteken dit vir hierdie kinders om hier te kan wees?
Ek dink dit maak 'n nuwe wêreld vir hulle oop, want jy moes die gesigte gesien het toe hulle vanoggend hier gekom het, toe hulle daar in die saal ingaan en hierdie bokhorings en bokkoppe en goeters sien. Dit is asof dit wow is vir hulle, as ek het so kan sê.
Wow, dit is iets wat ons vanzelfsprekend kan aanvaar, nee. So teens, ek weet baie mense, hier is een span mense wat absoluut ingekoop het, en daar is een span mense wat hulle hand opgesteek het om hier te help. Wat wil jy vir hulle sê?
Ek wil net sê, allemaal wat donaties gegee het, en al is het geld, ek maak nie saak hoe nie, want ons sê baie, baie dankie, want dat help ons ongelooflik baie om kinders soos hierdie uit te bring, die nie kind.
En lekker te bederf.
En baie lekker te bederf, ja, hulle is Dit is jammer, ons kan nie altyd foto's op sosiale media plaas nie, maar ons sal 'n paar plaas wat mense kan sien wat ons met hierdie kinders doen.
Verseker om ook dan so betrokke te raak ook, nie?
Definitief, ja, en ons hoop die mense wat dit sien kan dalk ook vir ons bietjie skenkings doen, al maak nie saak wat dit is nie, om nog meer kinders uit te kan bring die tent.
Dankie, dankie teens, maar dankie aan jou wat voorloop met hierdie projekte en dankie aan jou hele span, almal wat hulle naweek ook opoffer om kinderharte so bly te sien in die bos. Dankie daarvoor.
So groot plesier. Dankie Sunay.